Yo, 5,000 feet, now my cipher complete. I'm good in the streets and I'm good in the peace. Party to Damascus with all my hiker trash. Knock the world off its axis. Call me the Black Alaskan, yeah.
All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and it's time to hit the trail.
Let's hit that trail. We're opening up this segment with the song from Logo, Daniel White, a.k.a. the Black Alaskan. We're going to bring him on the Carolina Outdoors right now with Don Yeager, Bill Barty, the Outdoor Guys here on WBT. Daniel, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Daniel, we need to get this all out of the way up front right now on what to call you, because your name is Daniel White, grew up in Asheville, now live in Charlotte, but you are a rapper from Asheville and Charlotte who goes by the name Logo.
Correct.
But you are also a hiker, an Appalachian Trail Through Hiker, class of 2017, and you didn't go by the name Logo out there on the hiking trail. You went by the name Black Alaskan.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, Logo, man, that's been a thing for, I've been going by that rap name for about, I guess, 6 years now. So it's just one of those things. But I didn't want to take that on the trail with me. I just wanted to kind of create a new identity. And, you know, so the Black Alaskan was born.
Well, and that's a good way for us to start, too. Taking on a new identity and Black Alaskan, tell us how that kind of celebration of a new identity by taking on an entirely different adventure for you came about.
Man, I was just, you know, I've always been a fan of those, you know, survival shows, things like that. And I just always wanted to try to see if I can go survive in the woods. So, you know, one day I put it on Facebook and my cousin suggested go hike the AT. And I started researching, and a couple months later I found myself in Springdale, Georgia, starting the AT.
One step at a time. There you go again.
Well, and we're going to talk about that because we want to find out what it's like for you at Amicalola Falls State Park there in Georgia as you took that on. But listen, full disclosure, Daniel, Don Yeager over there is white. And I'm white, too. But you are a black guy who took on the Appalachian Trail. And D.L. Hughley, back several years ago, said that there was a rule. If there's a bear in the woods, there is not going to be a black man in those woods.
Yeah, I mean,
how did that happen?
He's kind of right.
Is he kind of right? Well, and you had an attempt to break that mold, or that stereotype that we have of white people hiking and black people not hiking, white people being in the woods, black people not being in the woods. Where did that take you to the Appalachian Trail and, you know, be not in the city of Charlotte and be out there on a hiking trail?
I mean, it was a totally new experience. It was just, I didn't look at it like that as far as like, oh, well, you know, this is what black people don't do or something like that. I was aware of, you know, the stereotypes and everything like that, but I was, that wasn't really my motivation, you know. So I don't know. It's just one of those things that we don't have the opportunity to do, I guess, for a lot of reasons, just because we got so much stuff to worry about other than getting out into the woods. And it's just not much awareness about it. So if you're not grow up like that, then you just don't know anything about it.
Well, the great thing about all that is the woods don't care.
True.
Right. True. I mean, it's just, you know, you and nature and, you know, putting your feet one in front of the other up the mountain from Springer Mountain and all the way up the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, but you don't know that, do you, Black Alaskan? You don't know that when you're dropped off at Springer Mountain. So what are you feeling as a non-hiker, essentially, when you've got all your stuff, your backpack, and you step out of the car and you're starting that hike? What are you feeling?
Oh, bubble guts. Like, it was the butterflies to the 10th degree. and I turned around, and my brother had pulled off and left, and I pulled out my phone, and I didn't have any signal. So once I realized that, it was time to start hiking, you know, because there was no turning back at that point.
What did you learn about yourself during this hike? And the Appalachian Trail, for our listeners who don't know, is in 2017 was essentially 2,200 miles that advances from Springer Mountain in Georgia all the way to Mount Katahdin in Maine. What did you learn about yourself along the way and about hiking and long-distance hiking in particular?
Man, I learned a lot of lessons out there. I mean, it's so many daily that you take with you that you're not even aware of till you, I guess, come back home and you start back living amongst regular society. I didn't know that I was so withdrawn from what was going on. I didn't know I was angry as I was until I got out there and got able to be around just peace. You don't understand the amount of peace and amount of, like, you know, just peace and calm that you're missing out on being in the everyday society. I mean, it's just, it's no comparison to those two worlds. They're so different. You know, you kind of lose faith in people dealing with the climate of politics and everything right now going on, race relations and all that. But when you get out there, you got to understand that everybody comes back down to even keel, and you're all just alike, and you're just trying to find water and a place to sleep, and it kind of restores your faith in humanity, because there's a lot of people out there do good things for you that don't expect anything in return, and you, it's hard to find that in regular society sometimes.
Well, and that's what I was saying when I said the woods don't care, because it really is, puts you in the same level as every other human and every other animal out there from the standpoint that food and water are the most critical things and a dry place to sleep. So, I mean, it's just amazing how unimportant all the other things become suddenly.
True. And you can kind of focus on what's really important and what's vital to living. Like, you know, 6 months with everything you own on your back, oh, man, it breaks things down. You know, you can appreciate what's really important.
Hey, if you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, Don Yeager, Bill Barty, the Outdoor Guys, and we've got the Black Appalachian, a Charlotte area hiker who took on in 2017 the Appalachian Trail, breaking stereotypes as an African-American man going into the great equalizer of the Carolina Outdoors and the outdoors in general. And, hey, are you now a stereotypical long-distance hiker or through hiker? Or are you looking to take on some other outside-the-lines adventures?
Well, you know, hiking after 2,200 miles, it's kind of stuck in your DNA at that point. So I will definitely be taking on some more long-distance hikes. But I kind of want to step into some other realms now. I've been doing some research, and I think I may have settled on my next journey being something to do with a bike. So, yeah, we try that out and see how it goes. It's going to be a totally new experience, but I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, stay tuned for more on that. And I mentioned D.L. Hughley, but Don, do you remember 7 or 8 years ago, Oprah Winfrey, when the Oprah show was still on, had a big thing about Oprah and her best friend Gail going out and camping in Yosemite, going fly fishing, taking on hiking and the outdoors, and it was a big deal, Daniel, when all of that went down, because they were trying to break stereotypes. We think we can get Daniel White on to the Oprah Winfrey channel now to talk about your hike, and I don't know even how to ask this, but
I'm not sure Oprah's up for the AT. <I don't
know. laughs>
The Black Appalachian did it, so what you think, Daniel? Could Oprah take on the AT?
Oh man!
Well, the key there is don't underestimate anybody, because you know, once you set your mind to something, like you said, put it on Facebook, and everybody will call you out, and next thing you know, you're out there doing it.
I need to bring that up too, because the Black Appalachian, all of this is logged on his social media platforms, and it's a pretty fascinating channel to watch. If you go to Black Appalachian on YouTube, he's got all of pretty much daily or multi-daily postings of his 2017 hikes and things that he's got going on moving into the future, the big things. But one of the things I need to ask about is, have you had any it made me laugh out loud. Have you had any takings on speaking engagements with the topic of not doing in the woods for 190 days?
Not exactly that one. I've had a few, and some of them are a little bit out there. Some requests are a little bit out there, but not that one yet.
The other one is smoking coffee and cigarettes. Are you still a smoker, or did you beat that habit, that addiction, along the way?
I'm actually smoking a cigarette and drinking coffee as we speak.
Attaboy. I'm glad to hear that. I mean, the fun police have wiped out about everything there is. I'm glad there's somebody that can hike the AT and still enjoy a cigarette.
You got to do what you got to do. All right, I do need to ask this. You kind of hinted at something. And plus, Daniel White, a.k.a. Black Alachin, works. I mean, you're an electrician here in Charlotte, so you're doing all of these undertakings while you have a job. You took a six-month leave of absence or so away from work to do the Appalachian Trail, meant to go for 2 months, ended up being 6 months. Can you give us a hint about 2018 and you bringing trail magic out and you helping inspire and get kids out in the woods?
Yes, I'm currently in the talks with a few different organizations as far as trying to put some things together and get some kids out for maybe just some weekend trips here and there. But it's important to me that I kind of have creative control, because sometimes when things get caught up in organizations and stuff like that, you know, the kids miss out because there's so many this bureaucratic stuff going on. It's behind-the-scenes stuff going on, and the kids suffer. So I just want to make sure it's a situation where the kids are taken care of and having fun, because I saw a lot of groups of kids while I was out there on the trail, and they didn't look like they were having fun because it was such a military-style undertaking that they were doing. It wasn't, come out here and just have fun, we're going to camp and have a good time. It was, no, let's pack all this stuff that I can pack on these little kids' backs and get them out here and make them miserable, and I don't think that's the way to go. But I definitely, in the future, want to do that this year, and maybe, you know, pull up to some of the trailheads and break out the grill, and, you know, because I understand how helpful that was to me when you get to a road crossing and somebody's there with some food or some snacks or something. Like, it was a game changer, so I definitely want to provide that this year.
Well, the Black Alachian is a game changer as well. Thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the WBT Carolina Outdoor Program. We encourage everybody to head over to your YouTube channel. Just type in Black Alachian and up it will pop. Thank you so much, Daniel White, a.k.a. the Black Alachian.